Thank you, Lord, for the new week. Thank you that we had a very peaceful Shabbat, and bless those families and people that were hurt in the ramming attack. We pray, Lord, for them. Thank you that you bless Israel, you bless the nations of the world with salvation, and you're fulfilling your word. Keep us always alerted to the opportunities that we have to bless others by praying for them, by talking to them, by helping them. Keep us drawing near to you, to the opportunities where we can hear your word. In the name of Yeshua, amen. It's a new Pesach, Passover season. 2,000 years ago, when there was a Passover, when the Messiah was ready to offer himself, that Passover was different than any Passover ever had been and ever will be. The atonement for the world was provided. But aside from that, which is of course the most important thing, there's an interesting element. It was a Passover where everything moved with speed, incredible speed. The religious world was very, very urgent to take care of this matter, as Yeshua was on their way, blocking the things the way they wanted them to do, while he had the agenda from heaven. So they moved with amazing speed, whether it had to do with the court case and whatever, and the master himself knew what is happening, and he was moving along with it. But the other element is hardly anyone understood what's going on. No one really understood. And while the great day, the day of fulfilling the promises for the atonement for the world, and of course his death was also to release life. The life release is in Psalm 22. Atonement is for sin is in Isaiah 53. So, while that is going on, world is watching, people are watching, religious people are watching, and there are actually many of them are mocking. Soldiers are watching, bypassers are mourning and wondering what's going on. Those that loved him, they were supremely sad. But nobody seemed to really understand what was going on. In some way, we may be right now in a similar situation. We are approaching a Passover season, and we're in a Passover week right now. We just had Miami was supposed to have this weekend global finance conference. Global finance conference with Kushner, according to the Jerusalem Post, or was the other article by Jerusalem Post? There was another article that Kushner is organizing a affiliation called Affinity Partners. Affinity Partners to unite the world. Very interesting. Affinity Partners, and it's connected to Saudi Arabia and everything else. Another interesting thing happening this week. Russia, out of all nations, is now takes over rotating presidency of UN Security Council April 1. It's a position that rotates. Russia is doing it this month. Well, people may have many opinions, Russia, why are they doing it, and so on. But what is interesting, according to Saudi Arabian headlines, which I just quickly read this morning, the topic that Russia is going to introduce and kind of organize the talks into is the New World Order. I'm not making it up. That's what they said. The New World Order. We need a shared new way to look at the world and sharing the powers. Well, that word that was supposed to be fake news is now going to UN as the main topic of the discussion. We are in 2023. Very interesting. Hardly anybody is paying attention what is happening. But another thing what is really which is evading people's attention is what is happening in Israel. That is seen by the world, that there's a lot of discussions about how to organize our legal systems, governmental problems. But what our neighbors are saying, what our Arabic neighbors are saying, they are really rejoicing, and they're saying, okay, Israel is destroying herself. So we're very happy. They're really clapping and happy and saying, let Israel destroy themselves. That's good. I want to talk about that a little bit this morning. There was also a big mockery when our Lord was on the cross. Now, in the Bible, there's a particular expression. In Hebrew, it's he'ah. And in English Bibles, they translate it aha, aha. It's like saying kind of statement of surprise. If something happens like suddenly, like we'd say, wow. But it also can be used in a negative sense. When something bad is happening to someone we don't like, we rejoice in something that we're not supposed to rejoice in. Something bad happens to someone. The same word is used for that. In actuality, the word he'ah, if you check your Strong's Concordance, I have a huge concordance that goes into detail in many things, but it doesn't add anything to this point, what is in Strong's Concordance for this peculiar word, he'ah. It's like an article, and then the word brother. Well, in English we say, oh brother. Well, it's pretty close to that expression. Actually, it's pretty much that expression. Provided that we have to understand that it also is used not just for bad things, but also for good things. So like if something very great happens, that term can be used. So it appears. Okay, anyway, Psalm 35, verse 21. It says, yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, aha, aha. That aha is the word he'ah. Pretty literally, the brother. Very literally, the brother. Or modern way of saying, oh, brother. But they don't mean it like, oh, why did it have to come to this? But, wow, this is great. Yeah. Aha, aha, our eye has seen this. The verse before that verse, verse 20. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceit matter against them that are quiet in the land. Actually, this is happening right now also in the United States. It's happening in our land. But it happened to the Messiah the way that it happened to no one else. Psalm 40. verse 15, Messianic Psalm. The very psalm where psalmist said, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering thou hast not required. Then I said, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me to do thy will. I delight to do thy will, O my God. And that is certainly a messianic prophecy. But in the same psalm, Psalm 40 verse 15, let them be desolate for a reward of the shame that say unto me, aha, aha. There's the word he'ah, he'ah. So that's like, oh brother, but in a way that it's rejoicing when something evil happens to someone. Okay. So the nations of the world are right now paying attention to what is happening to Israel. Those that hate Israel, they are happy. Those that do not hate Israel, but are neutral, they don't say so much. But actually, it's hard to be neutral concerning Israel today. And those that love Israel, they are saddened and they pray. Psalm 70 verse 3 has the same expression. But let's read verses 1, 2, and 3. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek my soul. Let them be turned backwards and put to confusion that desire my hurt. Let them be turned back for a reward of their shame that say, aha, aha. Wow. Wow. This is pretty amazing. When we see in Psalm, actually Psalm 22, the same word may not be there, but it's still, it's very similar to when the people are mocking him, mocking the Lord, Psalm 22. All they that see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, seeing he delighteth in him. This is like an outright mockery. This kind of saying, aha, is not putting it into words, but it's very, very similar. So we could look also in Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44, verse 16. They shall enter into my... I'm sorry, I was in Ezekiel. Isaiah 44, verse 16. This little word is so meaningful. It reminds us we should never delight if an enemy suffers any evil. Like the proverb says, rejoice not when something happens to our enemy, something bad. Isaiah 44, 16. There's a man who burns part of the tree in a fire. With part of it he eats flesh. We would say meat today. He roasteth roast and is satisfied. Yea, he warmeth himself and says, aha, I am warm. I've seen the fire. There's in a positive sense, and that passage has deep meaning, but I want to bypass that totally. Come to Ezekiel 25, verse 3. And there is a verse that says, and say unto Ammonites, these are the children of Lot, according to their descent, Ammonites, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because thou sayest, aha, that's the word, eha, heah, like, ah, brother. Finally, the evil came to them. Aha, against my sanctuary, when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel, when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah, when they went into captivity. And then, therefore, I will deliver thee to the men of the east for a possession. So they'll be punished for first wishing evil and being happy when it comes. Chapter 26, verse 2, Ezekiel, same book. Son of man, because that Tor, or Tyrus, has said against Jerusalem, that's the city of Tyre, apparently, aha, she's broken that was the gates of the people. She is broken that was the gates of the people. She is turned unto me. I shall be replenished. Now she is laid waste. Okay. Israel lost her leading position, and Tyre is saying, okay, people are going to turn to me now. They're going to come to me for business. Israel is going down. We're going to gain. Aha. Aha, this is great. The people around us right now are wishing for something like this. That hasn't really happened so much right now, even though Israel is in deep crisis. But the people are already reading into it and they are rejoicing. This is supremely serious. Everything is right now supremely serious. What is happening in Ukraine and Russia is supremely serious. There seems to be no response to any peace plans. But I don't want to go into it more, just to say that it's supremely sad. I don't say this word, aha, or heah, to anyone. I pray and wish for salvation. But what is going on right now? We have to understand it. It's preparing the way for the great, great false peace of deception at a covenant of the last 7 years. It's coming cruising with speed. And then Ezekiel 36, verse 2, 1 and 2. Also, thou son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel, and say, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because the enemy has said against you, heah, or in English, aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy and say, thus saith the Lord God, because they have made you desolate and swallowed you up on every side, that ye might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen. In other words, whatever you did and wished for Israel, when you rejoiced in the evil of God's people, that's coming back to you. Very serious. When the religious people and religious system condemned the Messiah here 2,000 years ago. Wow, the payback was amazing. I'm not here accusing any individual, but I'm saying the temple was destroyed. But remember, the Messiah said, forgive them. They don't know what they do. And he was waiting to make a way for the restoration. Of course, the Lord always is seeking for mercy. And he loves his people, Israel. But there was a time when people had to face it. It's the same today. So when we watch the Passover scene this year, this week, we read this text, we watch the Lord And we bow down deeply and thank him and praise him for what he was doing. We also remember that there were those that mocked him and were making light of him. They had to face it later. Some may have repented and asked forgiveness. We wish everybody would do that. But also this year, whether it's people mocking Israel right now in this difficult hour, or people turning against believers, beginning to mock righteous people and people that want to have a righteous lifestyle, but particularly people that have faith righteousness, that are believers in our Lord. When they wish evil, when they speak bad, when they mock, we have to know God always said, you're not get away with it. Well, there is a way to get away with it. If there's a repentance and believing on him who took all the mockery and paid for every sin in the world, that's the way out. But there's no other way out. So let's keep our hearts this year, especially in as we wait for the coming of the Lord. Let's keep our hearts tuned. And if there's anyone that hates us, let's make extra prayers for them that God will bless them and change their heart and not wish evil for anyone. Not even for those that have really wished us so much evil. Father, help us to have the Messiah's attitude at this time. And bless Israel. Give Israel the solutions. But above all, bring everyone to salvation. We need spiritual salvation above all. And also physical salvation. So thank you. In the name of Yeshua, the one who died and rose again. Amen.